Neil Walter raises corn, cotton, and cattle at the border of Coryell and McLennan County. Like most farmers, he gets money from the government through the direct payment program, and he's ready to be done with it.
It's really hard to justify to the general public. Just because I check a box that says I'm a farmer, why do I get money from other people?
Direct payments have nothing to do with how much a farmer grows or how much money a farmer's crop brings in at the market. It's a set payment per acre. The policy was started in the mid-90s to help grain and cotton farmers weather their unpredictable industry. Disasters, droughts, and volatile markets can all make farming an almost impossible industry to run a business, so that's why even though direct payments are being eliminated in the new bill, there's still going to be a safety net. Here's Jim Sartwell with the Texas Farm Bureau.
We don't have a muffler shop program. We don't have a dry cleaner program. But you could, in a pinch, a lot of people could swap out a part on their car, or could iron their shirts at home or wash them in the sink. We're just not in a position where folks can grow a lot of their own food.
Even though $4.5 billion is going to be saved by eliminating the direct payment program, much of those savings will be going into an insurance program, which would protect farmers from hard times. Farmers will be able to choose from two insurance policies, one that would disperse payments when crop prices dip below a certain level, and another that would be triggered when a farm's revenues drop below an average of the previous years.
Because I can guarantee, unfortunately, in the five-year life of this bill, there'll be at least one catastrophic flood, at least one catastrophic drought over big swaths of the country that will drive and influence crop prices, crop production, and therefore crop and food prices significantly.
Critics of the program say this still puts a finger on the scale of American agriculture. Neil Walter says a safety net of some kind is still necessary, but government assistance is a minor part of his bottom line.
Anyone who designs their world around the government program is not going to be in business very long.
President Obama is expected to sign the bill at Michigan State University on Friday. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.